We're here on KSOM and KS95 as we continue to preview the upcoming baseball season. Let's preview Exira EHK. The Spartans have a new head coach this year, Trey Peterson, joining me now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
You know, I'm very, very excited. It's my first ever year as a head coach, but the group of guys that I have, I'm very, very excited that they're there. They are working really, really hard in this offseason, and they've been doing well in practice, and I'm excited to see where the season takes us.
Well, last year, 6-12 season, and certainly looking to improve upon that. It was over 500 a year before that, at 12-9. So there's been some success in the past there. Where do you feel like you're strongest coming into the season?
I feel like our strongest, sound point where we're going to be at is going to be pitching. I think I have a few guys that are going to be able to pound the zone and, throw strikes. And if you have guys that can do that, it's going to keep you in baseball games. The defense just needs to be there to back up the pitcher, and the hitting will come as the season progresses. But I think having those guys that can pound the zone and, really throw strikes is going to keep us in a lot of games this year.
So who are the guys that are going to lead you on the mound, do you think?
I think Alex Hansen, one of our two seniors. I think he's going to be a huge help on the mound. Josh Nelson is another senior. He's going to be a huge help. And Austin Rasmussen, I think he's a junior. I think those three are going to be my top three guys this year. And I think those guys can really, improve our records from last year. But I think those guys are capable of doing a lot of good things on the mound for us.
So talk a little bit more about each one of them and what type of pitchers they are.
Alex Hansen, for example, like he's not going to pound the zone with, high velocity, but he's got, he's got a different type of arm angle, and it's kind of, hard to pick up out of the hands. I played with him when I was a senior. He was a sophomore or a freshman. I can't quite remember, but, people were struggling to hit him at, such a young age, and, he's picked up velocity since then, obviously. So, having that is going to be huge for us. Josh and Austin, both, they pound the zone. They have good control over their fastball and their changeups, So I'm very excited to see with all three of those pitchers and how we do this year.
Very good. Offensively, you only hit .218 a year ago, the Spartans did. So obviously you want to improve that. What have you been working on with the hitting department to try and generate some more runs?
Small ball is huge for a team like us. Obviously, they weren't great with, putting the ball in play with runners in scoring position last year. But just being able to do their job, putting the ball in play when runners are on, and just being able to execute the small things is going to help us be successful when it comes to hitting.
Well, Austin Rasmussen, I think, is your leading returner. He had .275 a year ago. He's obviously got some speed being a track and cross-country guy. Who are some guys that you expect at the top of the lineup? And I imagine he'd be one of them.
Yes. Austin, it was kind of with our pitching again. Austin, Josh, and Alex, I would expect, for them to kind of step up this year, being a little older, being more experienced. A younger guy, Anthony Young, I think he can help us out a lot when it comes to hitting. I know he's still young and has not a ton of experience, but I think those four guys could help us a lot out when it comes to hitting.
Yeah. I know that numbers may not be where you want to be, where you want them to be, so you're going to have to rely on some young players. What do you see from eighth graders, freshmen, those guys coming in? Because they might have to give you some playing time this year.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said before, we only have two seniors. We are very, very young. And I do think that, that inexperience it's going to come at times, but just those eighth graders, they're going to be put in positions, where they haven't been before, because they're going to have to just play there, because we don't obviously have the numbers that we would like. But I think as the season progresses, they'll get more comfortable with the positions that they'll be put in. And I think they'll be successful by the end of it.
Who are some of those young guys that will maybe see some time at one time or another and maybe even start?
Trent Young, he's going to be a guy that could come in, hit for us at certain times, be a DH. Carson Anderson, he's going to be a guy that can come in and play right field. He can catch. And Thomas Peterson, my younger brother, he's going to have to kind of step up a little bit also. I mean, all three of those guys are going to have some pretty big shoes to fill. And as eighth graders, I know it's going to be extremely difficult because it's a reality check for, you know, those younger guys. So I'm just excited to see where the season takes us, and I'm excited those guys are here for it.
What's it like for you? It's your first coaching job. Your older brother's your assistant, and your younger brother's on the team. What's that? So it's kind of like a family affair. What's that like for you?
Yes. You know, having my brother by my side coaching, it's huge for me. He knows a lot about baseball, and he might even probably know a little bit more. But just having him there and always having my back and me having his, him giving me information back is going to be huge for us to be successful. And I think having my younger brother on the team, I think hopefully will make him work a little bit harder, you know, and just hopefully he starts to progress here in the late, you know, couple of years. But no, I'm very, very excited and thankful that they're both on the team.
And what's the challenge for you being a first-time coach?
You know, as a first-time coach, I think in being so young, I think the biggest challenge that I'm going to have is just trying to get, you know, into kids because, you know, I've played with a few of them and I don't think they probably view me as a coach quite yet instead of just a friend. But trying to get that image of I am their coach instead of, you know, just a friend, I think is going to be the biggest challenge throughout the season. But as it progresses, I think we'll do a fine job of that.
What do you think is the biggest key for this team, you know, throughout this season to have some success this year?
You know, I think just doing the small things extremely, extremely well, you know, being fundamentally sound. I think if we just, you know, limit errors and limit mistakes and mental mistakes and just play fundamentally sound baseball, I think we will have success this season.
Well, Trey, really appreciate your time here on our preview, and certainly we'll be talking to you throughout the summer, and let's hope it's a successful one for the Spartans. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
That's Trey Peterson, head coach for Xyria EHK Baseball, with us here on KSOM.